versus Trident Seafoods. Mr. Spire, good morning to you.
Thank you, Your Honor. Good morning.
May it please the court. My name is Travis Spear. I'm here on behalf of an injured worker named Abdi Hassan. He is appealing from an order of dismissal entered in his case from the Nebraska Workers' Compensation Court. This is a case about jurisdiction under the Workers' Compensation Act. It involves a unique situation, and it involves some statutory provisions that this court has not had the occasion to interpret previously. It's a non-resident employer, meaning that employer doesn't have a physical location here where they have a processing facility or an HR department. It involves a Nebraska permanent resident employee, Mr. Hassan, who has lived and always maintained his permanent residence address in Lexington, Nebraska since immigrating to the United States in 2010. And it also involves an accident that happened outside of the state of Nebraska.
Well, so that's where all of the employer's operations are, isn't it? Outside the state of Nebraska.
If we're going to interpret, I guess, Your Honor, I think that depends on how you interpret the term operations. And what I'll urge this court to do and what we've done through briefing is to remember that when we're interpreting the statutory language in this act, we have to interpret it liberally. We're required to interpret the provisions of the Workers' Compensation Act because it's there to take care of our Nebraska workers who are injured at work, to provide them a vehicle for getting fixed and getting compensated and getting back to work. The relative question presented by this appeal is really very simple. It's whether or not Trident Seafoods, the defendant employer in this case, their recruiting activities inside of the state of Nebraska can be considered part of their regular trade or business. That's the question.
Did your client receive some benefits from the state of Alaska workers' comp?
He did, Your Honor. He did.
How does that work?
Well, Your Honor, there is a United States Supreme Court authority that makes it clear that as between state to state, there are lots of multi-jurisdictional workers' compensation claims. And an employee is not precluded from receiving benefits, particularly voluntarily as they're paid in this case, in one jurisdiction, but proceeding for benefits in another jurisdiction if that court exercises jurisdiction over the cause of action. That's because the state compensation laws vary fairly significantly, and there may be additional benefits under Nebraska law available to Mr. Hassan, and he's not allowed a double recovery. The employer receives a credit for any of the benefit payments they've made. The relevant statutory provisions are summarized in the briefs. We have to have a statutory employer and a statutory employee in order to reach the issues in this case. Employer is defined
so
in 48.
So back to what you are seeking, what are you actually seeking? Some more money damages or some rehabilitation or?
We are seeking additional medical care, vocational rehabilitation benefits, and also permanent disability. I'm not licensed to practice in Alaska, but it's my belief that Nebraska workers' compensation laws would provide additional compensation to Mr. Hassan above and beyond what was voluntarily paid to him under Alaska law. I suspect it's also a reason why the employer in this case is so adamant that this case needs to proceed under Alaska law. In this particular case, the trial court analyzed both whether there was a contract for hire entered into the state and then also whether this Trident Seafoods was performing work in the state. I think that's because the court addressed the statutory employee issue first. I think it is a more efficient use of Your Honor's time to address the statutory employer analysis first, because that standard for within the statutory employer, we've got to establish that this employer was conducting its regular trade in the state of Nebraska in order for there to be a statutory employer and for the Work Comp Board to have jurisdiction. That same standard is a part of the statutory employee analysis in order for there to be a statutory employee. So addressing that one narrow issue decides
this
case.
When you say it's the same exercise, what's the authority for that?
I believe it's the same statutory language. The, under 115 sub 2 sub B, it indicates that where you've got an injury that's occurred outside of the state of Nebraska, for, to establish a statutory employee, one of the ways you do that is by demonstrating that the employer was conducting work in the state.
So you're saying performing work in 115 sub 2 with respect to employees is the same as performing work in 106.1, based on statutory language, not precedent?
I believe so. And if anything, it's a lower performing work than in under 106, where the work has to be within the regular trade of the employer.
So it's narrower in defining employer.
Well, Your Honor, I'm going to check the statutory
performing
language.
Work in this state, who employs one or more employees in the regular trade, business, profession, or vocation of such employee.
Is that 106 or 115?
No, I was reading 106.1. I beg your pardon. Yeah.
106 would be the more narrow standard, because you're qualifying that language with, it has to be worked within the regular trade of the employer.
So you're saying recruiting is within the regular trade. Is that your proposition?
Without question. And here's why. The record, the facts are not disputed. For the most part, nobody argues about the posture of these parties. Trident Seafoods, headquartered in Washington State, 13 processing facilities and vessels for seafood, catching it, processing it, distributed. They have facilities in, I believe, Alaska, Minnesota, Georgia, Washington State. They don't have those facilities in Nebraska.
So isn't the regular trade fishing and packaging of seafood?
If we're going to construe regular trade narrowly, I believe that's right, Your Honor, but I think we're required to construe that term liberally, because we're under the Work Comp Act here. And this is not an employer who employs a permanent workforce that has, they have all these facilities, thousands of employees. They don't have thousands of employees that have been with the company for a year or two or five or 10 years like a traditional employer. They've elected for financial reasons to organize themselves in a way where they don't have any permanent workforce. They replace their entire workforce twice per year, every year. And that's significant in this case, because that means they have to have, in Washington State, an entire wing of their HR department. Their exclusive job responsibilities are recruitment and of a workforce, because they have to do it for hundreds and thousands of employees, hundreds or thousands of employees every year, twice per year. And to do that, they have to come to places like Nebraska, where we have hardworking individuals who will go to work in a meat production facility and will go on a 6-month contract and work 70, 80 hour weeks. And they've had success hiring people from Nebraska. So what they've opted to do is come to Nebraska. They're not sending emails, they're not lobbing telephone calls, they're not posting on monster.com. It's incredible to me that Trident Seafoods would believe it wouldn't be subject to the Workers' Compensation Court's jurisdiction here, because they've chosen to rent facilities twice per year to send their recruitment team here, get hotel rooms, spend the night, conduct interviews, but not just interviews, drug tests of thousands of Nebraska employees over the last 5+ years, and to then follow up via email. But what the court erred in here is the court indicates in its order, this, if we were to subject everybody to the comp court that sends an email or an online solicitation to the state, there'd be endless jurisdiction. That's not this case, and that's not what we're asking the court to recognize. This employer is unique. It set itself up in a way where recruiting is a part of its operations. There, the HR head that's in the record that was deposed admitted that these recruiting efforts are critical to their operations and that they couldn't stay in operations. There are other arguments about Nebraska applying Alaska law. It's a red herring. If the Nebraska Work Comp Court exercises jurisdiction, they're going to apply Nebraska law. There's questions about where's the insurance coverage. That's irrelevant. And by the way, Trident Seafood concedes that if anybody on the recruiting team would have been hurt while they were here in the state of Nebraska, the Nebraska Comp Court would have jurisdiction over them. And where's the insurance coverage?
What kind of an equivalent is that? Isn't it, correct me or wrong, isn't it everywhere the case that the place of injury would have jurisdiction?
That's my understanding, Your Honor.
Okay.
Wouldn't your argument allow for someone that had a claimant that had almost no connection to Nebraska to bring a work comp action in the Nebraska Work Comp Court? I mean, take someone that didn't go to Omaha to Trident Seafoods recruiting. You're still saying that they're performing work in the state and it's part of their regular trade of business, and you're still saying that there's an employee because Trident is performing work in the state. What's the limiting principle?
Well, I think that there the limiting principle would be the choice of forum by that particular employee, I guess, Your Honor.
If they want to choose this forum, they can?
If the other jurisdiction, home jurisdiction for that employee has the same statute, well, yeah, I think you're right, Your Honor. That would be the case. And I'd note that the intention of the legislature was to apply greater jurisdiction in these cases and not to limit the jurisdiction. I'm out of time, so rather than reserve any time for rebuttal, I would ask that this court reverse the trial court. The Workers' Compensation Court has jurisdiction over this claim and instruct the court to hear a trial on the merits to find out what additional benefits Mr. Hassan is entitled to. Thank you, Your Honors.
Thank you very much. Mr. Kenny Walker, good morning to you.
Good morning. May it please the court. I am Robert Kenny Walker, and I represent the appellees, Trident Seafoods and Liberty Mutual Insurance. I wanted to go a little off my script today to start with a point that Justice Papik was pointing out, that I was thinking on my way here to town, living in Omaha, that what changed the facts a little bit. So Mr. Hassan, instead of living in Kearney, I think it was, Grand Island out in central Nebraska somewhere, he lives in Council Bluffs. And he comes across the river to Omaha for this fair. As Justice Papik was pointing out, does jurisdiction exist in that case? If he has not even close to Nebraska, if he lives in some state 500 miles away, he lives in Georgia or Kentucky, does jurisdiction exist in that case just because of Trident's recruitment efforts here? And I think the answer has to be no. That's too broad of a definition of jurisdiction.
I agree that seems weird, but can you help us tie it to the statutory language of why that might not be the case?
Well, because I don't think that, I think we've touched on it here today, that the definition of performing work can't be that broad. There were other questions from the court. Trident's work is catching, processing seafood. It really does hinge on how this court interprets the term performing work. And I think...
I think right, performing work in 106.1.
And I think when the court reviews the statute 106...
That's the definitions of employer.
Correct, Your Honor. And performing work in this state, in the employee's regular trade business profession, I think how this court has to interpret that is, what's Trident's regular trade business profession? It's not recruiting. It's not sending people to this state or any other state to hire labor. I mean, if that's the broad definition, then I mean every business in this country could possibly come under this court's jurisdiction. Under
so, if they're a placement agency, that's a different situation.
I'm sorry, can you clarify?
So, if their job is to hire employees for employers,
absolutely.
They come to Nebraska for a job fair and they hire employees.
Absolutely, and that's a perfect distinction. That's not Trident's work. There are companies that's all they do is they hire, they connect labor to industry, and that is their regular trade profession. But that's
we've,
not what we
we've
have.
We've had that kind of case.
Where I think that was the Morin case.
I beg your pardon?
I'm sorry, Your Honor.
No, we've had that kind of case.
I think that was the Morin case, Your Honor. Morin v. Industrial. And the difference, why that case cuts in my client's favor, is Morin had employees working in Nebraska. That's my recollection of the case, which is, of course, not the case here. We have, as has already been discussed.
What if there was a permanent recruitment office in Nebraska?
Then I would not challenge jurisdiction, Your Honor. I think the court's exactly right. And as we've also discussed, there's no question in my mind, if these recruiters from Washington State come to Nebraska, they're at the hotel ballroom, they slip and fall, it's compensable, clearly jurisdiction in my mind.
Why would Trident be a statutory employer in that case?
Well, because the injury occurred in Nebraska.
They still have to be a statutory employer, right? They have to perform work in this state that's part of their regular trade or business? 45-106-1?
Well, thank you, Your Honor. I think that's a good distinction. Let me take my comment back there. I think in that case, the employee definitely falls under 48-115, but I think the court is correct. I'm not entirely sure it becomes an employer under 48-106. So I take back my initial comment. Definitely it becomes an employee, but not necessarily an employer. I would want to think about that some more, Your Honor. And I think we've touched on a lot of the key facts here today. Of course, the parties focus on different facts. Yes, there's no question Mr. Hassan is a long-term Nebraska resident, but the test isn't residency. The test isn't how crucial whatever possible work we're talking about is to the employer. There's no question recruiting the labor is important to my client, but that's not the test. The test is performing work. We've got an employer headquartered in Washington State. It operates boats and processing facilities thousands of miles away, Pacific Northwest and Alaska. It does hire the labor from across the country. Of course, it comes to Nebraska. Owns no land in Nebraska. Operates no processing facilities. It's not even registered to engage in business with the Secretary of State here in Nebraska. And of course, no permanent employees here. I think if Trident had an HR department or a small recruiting office or one person who resided in Nebraska to handle the Midwest, no question it'd be an employer. But that's
why? Why under 48-106-1? I mean, if the line is Trident does fish, they don't do recruiting, then why would a permanent recruiting office be any different than a temporary one?
Yeah, and maybe I spoke too soon on that. I think I'm, as we've seen, that the statutory language interrelates and all these, along with the two statutes we've been talking about, 48-175.01 uses similar language.
We've been talking about performing work as if work were a binary function. Can't work be fishing and recruiting?
I think theoretically it could, Your Honor.
And why wouldn't it be at least possible that that's the situation here?
I think it is possible, Your Honor, but maybe if, back to the what we were just talking about, maybe if Trident was here, you know, half of the year, maybe if they had somebody here in the state on a more regular basis, full time, if they had somebody in the state half of the year. But that's not what we have here. We have recruiters coming in one or two times a year for however long it was, 5 or so years.
So you've got the non-resident roofing company in South Dakota, and there's a tornado in Hardington, and they come across, they employ a Nebraska resident to do work in Nebraska in their, so they recruit locally to do roofs locally. How's that different from what you're talking about?
Well, I think that it's because the roofers do roofing. That's their business. That's their primary business, and that's what they're doing in Nebraska. Trident Seafood, processing, catching seafood, they're doing that in the Pacific Northwest and Alaska. They're not doing that here in Nebraska. And so if, let's say Trident was, if they had some kind of agency here or multiple, let's say for whatever reason they had their HR department here. I mean, of course, they're here in Nebraska. They've got land in Nebraska. They rent some facilities. Maybe recruiting is enough of their work to classify as performing work, but that's not what we have. We have extremely tangential connections to Nebraska, and it's not like some case where they're here on a more regular basis or they have some permanent. So I think you could get to performing work if it was a bigger part of their business.
So is this kind of a totality of the circumstance concept?
Well, I don't think there's any legal standard that is going to impose this court and how it views things or the trial court, but I think both courts, the trial court and this court,
your opposing counsel says this is workers' comp, we have to construe this liberally. How do you respond to that?
Well, and that's a good point, but there have to be some limits.
Before your time completely expires, your opponent suggested to us that in this instance, there is no possibility of a double recovery. Do you agree?
Yes, I do agree with that, Your Honor. And I think it's an important point going along that there hasn't been, I think I used the phrase, a workers' compensation jurisdictional abyss. It's not as if this court affirms that Mr. Hassan never got a bite at the apple, never recovered any workers' compensation benefits. He was receiving benefits under Alaska law. He met with a vocational counselor paid for by my client under Alaska workers' compensation law. My client paid for medical bills, office visits with doctors that were taking place here in Nebraska. And when the court reviews the record, there was, I forget the name of the form, but the Alaska Rehabilitation Department sent Mr. Hassan something saying, you need to fill this out, you get more benefits, more rehabilitation. And for whatever reason, that didn't take place. And so
that's outside workers' comp. Is that right?
Well, that was the Alaska workers' compensation mechanism. You know, I obviously don't know anything about Alaska workers' compensation law, but that's also part of my point.
Maybe you can clarify it, or maybe you can't. Was that with respect to like an unemployment division as distinguished from a workers' comp division?
No, my read of it is it's similar to Nebraska, Your Honor, that injured workers in Nebraska can be entitled to vocational rehabilitation, which can be up to 4 years of college education. And it seems to me Nebraska and Alaska are similar in focusing on, let's get this worker back to work. They suffered an injury. So my read of it was, because Mr. Hassan met with Stephen Kuhn, I think was the vocational counselor. Stephen Kuhn met with Mr. Hassan in Kearney, I believe it was, and the point was trying to get Mr. Hassan back to work.
Mr. Kuhn was dispatched there by workers' comp?
By the Alaska Workers' Compensation Division, is my understanding, Your Honor. I think the record reflects that. So
thank you.
I would respectfully request that the court affirm the trial court. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Do we have time for rebuttal? There is no time for rebuttal. That takes us to the